You added the eighth in the middle of the night. I was going to add that, but you already mentioned it. Now, there's a difference in the victories and in the conflicts here than what we as Christians often face. And we are told in Scripture that we will be facing difficulties, trials, right through the end. Does that mean we can't praise the Lord? And I think our brother took up Habakkuk at our meeting the other night or the day. And I just thought of that again now. He was also perplexed in all the difficulties that were facing the people of God. And the trials and the destruction on every hand. And the enemy that God used, more wicked than they, and yet he used them as a rod of chastening. And all of these questions came up, but I want to get to the conclusion, the last. Because the Lord gives him an answer. He says, the just shall live by faith. So faith rests in God himself, the one who has given promises. Just reverting back just a moment, for us, for example, when the Lord speaks to the disciples about what they have done unto a green tree, how much more to the dry and suffering. But he goes on in chapter 14, he says, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he leads them on, he says, I'm going there to the Father's house. And I'm going there. When I enter there, I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you will be also. And so we're waiting for the time, he says, where I am, there you will be also. And he himself will come to take us where he is. Now the prophet Habakkuk here, in the last chapter, he realizes he's heard so much of what the Lord will do. There's a day coming when the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. But that's future. And he says that day is coming. So then, in the end, the prophet comes to sing. Even though there was trembling, and when he saw the things that were happening around, but in verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments." Here's a beautiful doxology. If all else fails, the Lord remains in it all. Now, just one thought here, further in the account of the victory here for Jehoshaphat. I'm wondering if we cannot use this or apply this, as we often say, history repeats itself, but in a good sense also. And he did not have to fight. You know, there's a day coming, and it's not far hence, where the people of Israel will be surrounded as they are now with enemies, perplexed, in difficulty, in trials. And it is at the time when it seems like it's all over, when the destroyer comes through the land, then they will experience the coming of the Lord. To establish his millennial reign, he will take care of the enemies. He will do that alone. They will not have to fight. The Lord will do that. And so in that sense, in applying this to the nation of Israel, in a time of greatest perplexity as they've never been, yet they will experience at that very time, the Lord is never too late. He will come there and they will be led on into victory and the enjoyment of eternal praise, a picture of the millennial day when they will raise their voice. And they have the order here like David had. You know, the singers in their place. Everything will be brought into the order according to God's plan. And for them to anticipate that now and just look for that, that's really what, in a sense, he was doing, and consulting with the people, appointing singers of the Lord, and those whom he appointed, among them, there were the Kohathites, the children of the Kohathites, or the Korahites. And you know, they're the sons of Korah that were not destroyed when God destroyed the fathers, when they disobeyed and rebelled against God, and the earth opened up and swallowed them. But they were given opportunity to depart from those tents. They had to take a stand for God. And afterwards, many of the psalms are written that bring that out of the wonderful songs that they composed after that, recognizing the victory that was there. So I'm just saying that as an encouragement. We may not experience this type of a revival in general. Things may get worse. We will not be able to solve every problem. But we have a solution. The solution is God is able. And if there is repentance, Samuel was mentioned. But you know, the people had to come back and confess. And then what did Samuel do? That offering of the lamb. And then when they had brought, as it were, in figure, they had brought Christ before them, the sucking lamb. That's when God thundered upon the enemy. And so it was here, too, when they bring in the great thought of the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then they recognized he is the one. And he will bring in that deliverance. And for them now, what is there better to do than to praise the Lord? Applying that to assemblies. I have found, I trust you have too, that sometimes, quite often, when there's great difficulties on the one hand, when we meet around the Lord on the Lord's Day, we have meetings where our hearts are warmed, where there's liberty of the Spirit in worship and praise flowing out to him. Something that you might say, little unknown in time when everything went smooth. We weren't looking for it. But it's probably, and I think that is what God is looking for from us. Am I going to be an individual that God can use, that will be able, as we've heard earlier, to soar up, to rise above this? Not because we're indifferent to it. Recognize the failure, own it, but claim the person of Christ and the victory he has gained. And then be in the good of that, then we are true worshipers before him.